NYC's pedicab drivers accused of frightening tourists, sexually assaulting riders. By Amy Furr on August 18, 2024. Pedicab drivers have reportedly created an extremely violent atmosphere in New York City, a problem that has grown worse in the past few years. The drivers have been accused of terrorizing people and sexually assaulting customers, the New York Post reported Sunday. Their alleged behavior has been making people feel uneasy when they see one due to their loud music, out-of-this-world prices, brawls with customers, disregard for traffic laws, and fights with competitors. The majority of drivers are from countries such as Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, the outlet said. A doorman at the Sheraton Hotel on 7th Avenue, identified as Ralph Mendez, told the Post, "They're like piranhas just trying to get paid. And they prey on the tourists and on the guests and on the kids." He noted that the moment you refuse an offer, the drivers go crazy. Two women who accepted a free ride after a night of clubbing were allegedly groped by the driver when they got into his cab. One of the victims later reported the incident to law enforcement. The outlaw antics are reflected in a surge in pedicab-related criminal summonses this year, with cops issuing 1,493 violations through June 30, a 51.5% spike from the 985 written during the same period in 2023, NYPD data shows, the Post article read. Social media users were quick to comment on the article, with one person stating, "Where is the regulation of this stupid shit? Tourists are getting scammed. The e-rickshaws are running wild in the park, causing a hazard to everyone. Blue cities have a certain kind of charm," another user commented. Video footage appears to show one of the pedicab drivers cursing at the person behind the camera. In 2009, the New York City Police Department, NYPD, began cracking down on pedicab drivers accused of breaking traffic laws, CBS2 reported at the time. Meanwhile, the recent Post report noted, the lawlessness has been accelerated by a post-pandemic explosion of counterfeit Department of Consumer and Worker Protection licenses and registration plates required to legally operate in the city, industry sources told the Post.